You are now listening to a message from Ekea Christian Center. Get set to be edified. God has blessed you.
We're going to be talking about sex and why it matters. What's the big deal? When we're talking about sex, we're talking about abstain from this. This is God's will. Why? I've heard people say the church has been, you know, the church always likes to make you afraid and, you know, make you, you know, fearful, feel the condemnation. I heard someone say that when I left the church, all right, those things that I used to be condemned by, I now began to enjoy, you know, things like that. And the church is, you know, always keeping you. And I'm always listening to all those wonderful, wonderful stories. And I want to tell you something. God is always right. You cannot know more about what someone created than the person who created it. All right? Sexual relations is God's idea. All right? God's idea. And it is always wisdom to ensure we listen to the wisdom of God or the knowledge of God about and around what he has created. Now listen. Sexual activity is a powerful activity. It is so powerful that it is one of the major reasons why you are here. Everybody here is here because their parents are engaged in sexual activity. So it's the only activity, all right, on the earth that can produce actual life. All right, can produce actual life, can produce human beings. And if it is that powerful, then it can be constructively deployed or it can be destructively deployed. You understand what I'm saying? All right, if it is that powerful, it can be constructively deployed or it can be destructively deployed. So let us get into the Word of God in the Bible. I want everybody to have open mind and open heart. And I want you to listen to this message, irrespective of the mistakes you have made, irrespective of the trauma that you have experienced, irrespective of the bad choices you may have had, or even if you don't even have any bad choice, just listen, all right? And listen to be instructed, to be corrected, to be edified, to be helped, and not for the purpose of being condemned. Don't be condemned. The intention is not to condemn you. The intention is to edify you and to help. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. Glory! Hallelujah! He says, and Adam, are we there? Are we there? Okay, good. Can we read? Want to go? Everybody, we're reading together. Want to go? It says what? And what? And bare Cain. And said, I have what? Gotten a man from the Lord. Adam knew his wife. Now, the word there, knew, is Hebrew for sex. Okay? But the reason why, you know, in the Hebrew, they were very, very, they use interesting words to describe sensitive matters. Because the word new here, all right, is talking about, you know, perception, to know, to understand. That word new is yada in the Hebrew, all right, yada. It says, all right, Adam knew his wife. When you read new, what do you mean knew his wife? When you say, I know somebody, you're like, how does knowing somebody result into conception and giving birth to Cain? What the Bible is trying to instruct you about is that sex is not just a physical activity. Sex is a knowledge exchange. All right? Sexual activity, in sexual activity, data is being exchanged. Something is being passed across between two people engaging in sexual activity. There is knowledge sharing. A man is knowing the woman he's sleeping with, and the woman who is sleeping with a man is knowing the man. She's receiving data, information about that man in her body. Note this. According to science, the male sperm holds about 750 megabytes of genetic information. 750 megabytes of genetic information. And every time two people have sex, there is a deposit of genetic material, all right, an exchange from the man to the woman. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So people are like, eh? Pastor, what did you say? Yeah. 750 megabytes in one sperm. Hallelujah. Genetic material. And what is genetic? And I'm talking of the DNA. The DNA has in it encoded things about you, the color of your eyes, your skin, certain diseases, all those things, they are in your DNA. Your DNA is you in genetic form. So when you have sex with somebody, you are actually depositing as a man your DNA into that woman, praise the Lord. And that genetic material, all right, according to medical science, can stay in the woman's body for three to five days. Which means, praise the Lord, when you have sex with somebody, you leave part of yourself in them. Glory to God. Yeah, you leave part of yourself in them. It's what scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 16 to 17. All right, look at what it says. It says, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? He says, shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is what? One body. For two, saith he, shall be what? One flesh. One flesh. In the sexual union, you're becoming one with the person that you're sleeping with. A lot of people don't know. And we'll look at it from scripture as we go on. If somebody in the occult wants to get you, one of the major ways they can get you is through sex. That's the sex. So if a woman is sent against to trap you from the occult, one of the things she's going to try to get you to do is to sleep with her. Same thing with a man. If a man wants to have control over you and is in the occult, one of the major things he will try to do is to sleep with you. He will use money, he will use gifts, but the end goal is to sleep with you, because after he has slept with you, then he can spiritually manipulate and control you. It's the reason why some folks, after they've broken up relationship and the people, are into works of darkness, okay, all right, and maybe they don't want to let the person go, you don't be having dreams. There are some, they've broken up with an ex, but in their dream life, they are still seeing that ex sleep with them. Because the door is open. There's a deposit of themselves in you. Sex is not just having fun. How did they used to call it? Catching crews, praise the Lord. Me and the air now, we just a cat. No, you're not just catching crews. Then again, brothers, the lady that is trying to have sex with you and you're like, your feelings are because you are very handsome. You know you are not that handsome. You are not that handsome. We know the people that are handsome, praise the Lord. You are not one of them, and they are rushing you. Your life is not that together, and you are thinking, oh, it's because I'm... No, calm down. Somebody wants to get something from you. You have a very bright future. And the devil wants to cut it short. And we're going to learn some things together. And we have to understand that this thing we are about to discuss is one of the reasons why a lot of folks have hormonal imbalances, depression, are battling various kind of trauma in their lives. There are some folks that maybe they only had sex once, but they had sex, that one sex with the wrong person. And it's 10 years later. The consequences of that one time, they are not yet over it. There are some folks that we need deliverance. Devils cast out of them. Yeah. That would need deliverance. Devils cast out of them. Because of who they slept with. I'm not trying to give one spooky stuff. I'm talking from ministerial experience and from the scripture. I will show you from scriptures how that the devil wanted to trap and place a curse, want the blessing to depart from Israel, all right, and a curse to rest on them, and show you that what the devil did that ensured that God could not stop what he wanted to achieve. And in fact, God had to put his stamp of approval on it. Well, you will see how Satan did it. Because Satan understands the rules. He understands the principles of the earth that God puts to govern the earth. And he knows how to get in. And that is why the Bible says we should give no room to the devil. The devil knows how to enter room that he's not supposed to enter. If you give room to the devil, he will enter and he will take advantage. Praise the Lord. Let me also tell you something. Remember we said when man has sex with a woman, he deposits his DNA in the woman. And it stays for a minimum of 3 to 5 days. Now, let me also show you that there is actually a scenario where the DNA of a man can stay in a woman he has had sex with for years, even till she dies. All right? There's a phenomenon in medicine called fetal microchimerism. Fetal microchimerism. Now, this usually occurs in women that have had, gotten pregnant for a man or have had abortions for that man. So in this case, what happens is when conception has happened, all right, some part of the fetal DNA, you know, after conception has happened, enters into the woman's bloodstream. Then now begins to be deposited in different, you know, tissues and parts of her body. And stays there. So you find that there is fetal DNA from one of the children or a child she aborted inside her body. Now, there are, according to medicine, positive sides of it where, you know, that fetal DNA can act in a protective way. But there are also negative sides of it as to when the body identifies the fetal DNA as a stranger and the autoimmune system of that woman now begins to fight the tissue. So she now begins to have autoimmune diseases. Fetal microchimerism has also been, you know, fingered in, all right, severe depression in women. All sorts of issues, you know, in women. There are some women that their challenge happens after they had the abortion. It was not just the process, but the biological changes that also has happened in their body as a result of the process. Praise the Lord. Sexual activity is powerful. And there are consequences. Praise the Lord. Look at anyone and say, there are consequences. Hallelujah. So there are women who are carrying in them the genetic material of men. They have not forgotten, but who they slept with. You see that, you know, all those kind of things play out. A woman is married. She's in a marital home. But she just is not at home with the man she married. The man is there trying to make a connection, but he knows that the person he's trying to make a connection with is not at home. The woman tries to, you know, distract with fight and so forth. The issue is there's something going on in that woman that needs settling. And some men is the same thing. They've had sexual encounters with different kinds of women. They are married, but the woman at home can never satisfy her. It's not about the sexual side. It's not about all those things. There's a problem that needs to be fixed. Because sex is powerful. It's a powerful activity. Now listen, sex is not a spiritual activity. Sex is a physical activity, but that can have spiritual repercussions. Sex is not a spiritual activity. Sex is a physical activity that can have spiritual repercussions. Hallelujah. Let me show you something the devil did in scripture. Because he wanted to thwart God's plan of salvation. He wanted to ensure that the Messiah could not come, okay, as a pure breed of the human species. In Genesis chapter 6, all right, let us look at from verse 1. Genesis 6 from verse 1 to 4. Glory to God. Understand something. When the devil actually, you have a bright future, you have a wonderful future ahead of you. There is a call of God upon your life. One major area Satan will come at you with is through your sexual life. He will come at you through there. He will come at you through your sexual life. Let me give you an example. All right, before we go to the scripture. I look at someone like M.K. Abiola, a very rich man, very successful. At least this thing. Yes, there was some, but he was very successful. Okay. All the wealth he built, none of the company are existing today. The man just died in 1998. Less than 20 years later, there's no Concorde airline, there is no newspaper, nothing. That is what sexual indiscipline does. It will lead to destruction. You are going to have chaos in your family. You are going to have chaos in your life because sexual power can either be constructive or destructive. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 6. Glory, from verse 1. Can we read 1 to go? It says, yes. That the sons of God are spirit beings. Eh? Continue. The sons that they were what? Fair. And they what? Took them wives of all which they what? Chose. They crossed the human spirit barrier. Now look at verse 3. Everybody read this. Says what? And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years because of what those spirit beings did. Now verse 4. Everybody read this. Says what? There were giants in the earth in those days, Nephilim. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the what? The daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. As a result of this activity, there was a lot of wickedness and violence on the earth. Violence on the earth. So the devil understands and uses sex to try to thwart God's plans. And to bring man, all right, into a place of what? Rebellion and enmity against God. Look at Numbers chapter 25. And verse 2 to 5. What do we have? What's the backdrop? Well, we have the story of Balaam and Balak. Balak says to Balaam, come and curse these people for me. He wanted the prophet Balaam to curse Israel. All right? And Balaam says, no problem. He paid him. Balak paid Balaam. And Balaam was like, okay, I'm going to curse them. The angel of the Lord tried to stop Balaam from going. Balaam tried, he got there. Oh yeah, curse! He couldn't curse, he was blessing. Curse! He couldn't curse, he was blessing. Curse! He couldn't curse, he was blessing. At the end of the day, the chapter ends with, you know, Balaam, you know, not being able to curse. But the scripture lets us know what Balaam now told Balak. Balaam told Balak that, listen, these people will not operate under a curse if they follow and obey the word of God. If you want them to operate under a curse, get them to sin against God. God will turn against them. And this is the result of what we want to read. And Israel abode in Shittim. And it says, everybody read, want to go, it says what? And the people began to what? Commit what? Come on, talk to me. Commit what? Adam with the daughters of what? Come on, church. Now, where I give it now, so you can't see the scripture. With the daughters of who? And they called the people unto what? And the people did what? And what? Are you seeing it? The people bowed down, all right, to their God. When you see Adam there, Adam means they were having sexual activity. Praise God. Do you understand? Sexual activity. So they were having sex with the daughters of Moab. The daughters of Moab were idolaters. So what happened was, Balak, because Israel was around the, you know, the country of Moab. So Balaam advised Balak, let your beautiful girls, praise God, just go around the camp of Israel. So those ones without go, and you know, just go there, you know, and just go around. And one Israeli boy will look at, see, babe, man, this girl is fine. No, not like all these Israeli babes. Right now, you know, that kind of, it's like, kind of like Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and all those parties. Because you see, what the devil tries to do is that to get you to walk in rebellion against God's plan, glory to God, he's going to bring some beautiful girls from Moab, some handsome men from Moab. Hallelujah. Wonderful, well-chested men, hallelujah, with some cross chains. Powerful perfumes. Their perfumes are better than the Christian brothers. These guys are smooth talkers. They know what to say. They know how to say it. The devil has trained them. And you, Sister Lovina, you have some worldliness in you. You need it satisfied. So the Moab guy is very attractive. In fact, the Moab guy, you know, because you see, in this strategy, you don't look for the Moab guy. Am I sisters here? Your problem is not that you don't have people coming. It's that it's Moab guys that are coming. It's not what is happening. The Christian guys are not stepping up. It is the unbelieving that are stepping up. Come on now, praise God. Nobody wants to give me a witness. Praise God. Yeah, it's the unbelieving guys. Because that's the strategy. Moab will step up. That's the plan. That's the point.
So the ladies go and they begin to, go there and do as though they are not seeing the Jesus boys and shake their waist and maybe play music. The Jewish guy just come and say, hey, can I meet you? Before you know, she has not even given, they have not finished, so she's kissing him. She's like, I've not been kissed before. In Israel, we have to. Don't worry, don't leave all those church things. Oh, come on, you are so naive. Oh, come on, come, let's go to Moab. Sleeps with him. Let's go to the house of Dagon. They've trained him on the way of the Lord. But because he has eaten sex now, glory to God. Now, he cannot see well. He can't hear well. He has forgotten the name of Jehovah. He's now in the idolatrous sin and he's bowing down and offering sacrifices to Moab. Now, look at the story. And they called the people unto the sacrifice of God. And the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto what? Baal Peor. And the anger of the Lord was what? Kindled against it. Satan used sex to lure a nation into idolatry. Sex. It's amazing what we lose on the altar of sex. On the altar of pleasure. Amazing what we give up. On the altar of sex. On the altar of pleasure. Hallelujah. Sexual addiction. Porn addiction. You are not able to pursue. Go for what you need to go for. Because you're addicted to this thing. You know it's bad. You know this person is bad for you, but you are stuck there. So you are a prisoner of your own pleasure. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So rather than run around it, we need to recognize that this is an issue that we need to fight. One of the greatest battles, the biggest wars a man or a woman will fight, it's not against the devil, it's against their own desires. Against their own wrong desires. Their own wrong and negative proclivities. You're a married man, wonderful wife, great kids. Now, Satan is bringing women from Baal and from Moab to dance for you. She's at your office. She seems nicer than your wife. She always look nicer. Always. Very, always understand you. Amen. They will wake up 5 a.m. to cook for you. Don't worry. Your wife is saying she can't wake up to cook now because she's tired. She has taken care of the children. She has washed their clothes. She's so tired and fatigued. They will cook for you. They will make it for you. 4 a.m. They will make it. The rice will be out of this world. Hallelujah. They will make it. The jollof will be smelling. In fact, from you say, in fact, you're a boss. Oh, you're not eating. What is going on? It's not so we say, don't worry. I brought an extra pack for you. Oh, you're so nice. You're so kind. You are eating. A movie comes out. They say, let's go and watch a movie. You say, go there and all that. You go to the cinema like that. She's touching you small, giving you signs. You're like, the goal is simple. They are leading. You know that chicken? How many of you know I've had Christmas chicken before? You know Christmas chicken? You know how we should take care of Christmas chicken? All right? Or goats that we are going to kill. We always take care. We rub it, we feed it properly. We are not feeding it because we care. We are seeing the future. Fried chicken, fried meat. Understand that when the devil is coming after you, he's not going to come after you, all right, primarily through pain. He will come after you and lure you with pleasure. It is after you fall for pleasure that you now experience the pain. The lady who got pregnant at 18, who got pregnant at 19, got pregnant because she was enticed with the promise of pleasure. Then she gets pregnant and delivers out of wedlock and encounters the pain. That's what Satan does. Praise the Lord. There are many men, great men, who have the butts in their life. They slept with somebody, and they have children outside. Their wives don't even know that they have children outside. All the business trips sometimes, it's not because there's a business trip. They have to go and see the other family. that they can't tell their wife about. They are feeling bad about it. They are feeling guilty about it. They are bothered about it. It was a mistake. It was a temptation. They were enticed with pleasure. But now they have pain. The power of sex. Glory to God. Like a guy, you know, you are, oh, you love your girlfriend. You are fornicating. No problem. And when you, until she loses her period, then all of a sudden, you now become aware that pregnancy is possible from sex. Now, the lady say, what do I do? She's crying. What do I do? I've seen people in such situations. What do I do? I'm like, why are you sounding as though you didn't know this was possible? You know, we don't produce coconuts when we have sex or mango. People get pregnant, praise the Lord. But now look at it now. You see, a woman, you see, when the devil is not intimidated by people with great destinies. He's not. He's very experienced in making people use their own hands to thwart their own destiny. To make the story less beautiful. Praise the Lord. Yeah, make the story less beautiful. You hear people saying, no, my body is my choice. My body, my choice. Female liberation. Okay, no problem. I can use whatever this thing. Abortion is my choice. It's my choice. My body, my choice. Now you have done 14 abortions. It's your choice. You are 35. You now want to marry. You got married. Now there are issues. You are having emotional issues. It's your choice now. It's not your choice. You are ignoring the foundational principles of life. Auntie, this world existed before you came. You have limited knowledge. Stop playing with things that are beyond you. Praise the Lord. Brother, stop playing with things that are beyond you. There are consequences when a woman carried your seed. She is pregnant for you. Then you encourage her to abort it. You are sending dangerous signal to the realm of the spirit. It's dangerous. You are playing with things that are beyond you. Those things are beyond you. When you get a woman pregnant, she gives birth to a child, you now deny the child. You say it's not your own. Then the child is now living life without a father. And you know that it's likely that you are playing with things that are beyond you. Those things are beyond you. You think you are doing fast. You are playing with things that are beyond you. Those things are waiting for you in front. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sex is powerful. Don't joke with those things. Don't be putting things in the earth that will militate against you in future. Praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, submit your sexual life to the Lordship of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now listen. When the devil, okay, let's look at this scripture. I want to show you something. Leviticus 25. Leviticus 25. It says, then I will set my face against that man and against his family and will cut him off and all that go a whoring after him to commit Adam with Molech from among their people. So God uses the same word for sexual relations with, sexual relation between man and woman, whoredom, which is prostitution, all right? Illegal sexual relation between man and woman, whoredom. And he uses that same word when he speaks of idolatry, where people worship another god. Because sexual activity, hallelujah, scripturally, is a form of worship. It is the reason where you find idolatry, you are going to find, all right, forms of sexual practices that are against God's plan. In the Canaanite religion, all right, you find that one of the gods, who is the fertility goddess, always in the temple, they used to have male and female temple prostitutes. So if you go to the temple of Diana in Ephesus, all right, in the Bible, you find they had temple prostitutes that you could have sex with was part of the worship. You are hearing about all this Jeffrey Epstein, all about what you are actually hearing about is occultism. This is an occult group. And part of their worship is that they need to have sex with children. Children, virgins, and young, because in the occultic practice, demonic worship, sex is an integral part of it. Very integral part of it. It is why in Hollywood and in the movie industry, they want to bring down your resistance. Okay? Try to get you to, can't, it's not that a big deal. So they show sexually explicit sins. They show gay sins to get it to be accepted in society. Because the devil needs that acceptance for the worship of him to spread even more. Because when you rebel against God, you are actually submitting your worship to what? To the devil. Whether you like it or you don't. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. So, in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, look at what the scripture says. It says, and tells us that we should only permit godliness in our bodies. And this also includes, in sexual dealings. Godliness in our body. We say, but pastor, how do I handle konji? We'll be talking about it. Sir, the body is not firewood. How do I then handle konji? You are laughing. Oh, you don't have konji? Everybody, konji is a normal phenomenon. There's no big deal there. Praise the Lord. You just have to listen. I'm going to show you from God's word. You see, I've heard people say something like, pastor, I can't handle it. I can't control myself. I say, you cannot. Okay, I'll ask you a question. Let's say you wanted to do fornication. You grabbed a girl and you wanted to do fornication. And I said, I love you. I want to sleep with you. Can you come? Okay, good. Then I said, just one thing. I want to just say once. What is it? I have HIV. I've had it for 15 years. You know what happened? Everybody says you don't begin to clear. You say what? 15 years? Wow. You see, the fornication will now turn to discussion. You now be discussing. So that means you can control yourself. Are you guys saying what I'm saying? Oh, you say, we're going to have sex. And you get in the house. And a knock does come on the door. Honey, I'm home. You have a husband? Oh, yes, he traveled. You know that the feeling? And you say, and he's in the army. Get up. Hi, he has a gun. You won't feel anything. You don't feel like having it. They're not like, I have to. No. Which means you can control it. It means that your urge can be controlled from your thoughts. Are you hearing what I'm saying? From your thoughts. You just need to understand the repercussion. You're a Christian brother, you are dating a girl, all right, and you are, this thing, and the temptation is coming to have sex with the girl, so that you will lose the girl. It's just a matter of time. One day, Holy Ghost fire come on that girl, and she begin to love Jesus more. And one time when she's singing, Jesus, take me to your threshing floor, she will remember that, she's fornicating with you. After that encounter, she will rise up. She will fall on her power. See Jesus. Jesus will say, do you give up? Give it up. I will, my Lord. I will wake up and she will give you up. You will say, no, let's work it out. You say, no, it's either you or Jesus. Then she will do live stream. She will now come and say, there was a time where I was messing up with the world. All right? With the world. I was with the wrong guys. I was dating the wrong guys. It's you she's talking about. You are the wrong guy. See, you love the girl, keep your penis inside your panto. Praise the Lord. Just say, because you will, see, sisters, please don't be annoyed by this, but let me just say it. You see, but pastor, she wanted to kiss me. Brother, let me tell you something you need to learn. Sometimes the women in our lives want to do something that is wrong, but they need you to be the bigger person. to not allow that wrong thing to happen. It is when you stand, put your foot on the ground and say, no, we are not going to do this, that she will respect you more. She will now know that she has a guardrail in her life, that if she wants to get out of step and get out of alignment, you are man enough, leader enough to ensure she doesn't. It means you are now a leader. Leadership is not a man. I have penis, I must lead you. No. It's by your choices, your values. Praise the Lord. Your value system. Your value system. It's difficult for a man who has cheated on his wife to now lead the wife. That's why most times, marriages don't survive cheating. They may still stay married, but the marriage has not survived. The structure has been destroyed. The woman can't follow as she used to. Because once you lose integrity, what do you have? In your relationships, brothers, keep your integrity. Sexual integrity is a very important thing to keep. Very important thing to keep. Very important thing to keep. As a pastor, very important. As a husband, very important. There's some women that will say, that one, you don't sleep with them now. You don't get power. That one, they talk. We don't sleep with them. There are some women, that's what they are on. I've slept with him. So they will tell you the celebrities they slept with, I slept with him now. In the realm of the spirit, listen, how easy it is for you to fall is a pointer to how strong you are or how weak you are. Hallelujah. Spirituality is not that you came here to lead worship. Ooh, yeah, yeah. After you came down, which temptation did you overcome? It's not, ooh, yeah, yeah, Baba. It's not loud tongues. After you spoke, go, shagagagaga, and you, what did you overcome? Praise the Lord. Holiness. Everybody can be holy inside church. You see everybody here? We can come here and say, bless you, brother. Bless you, sister. How are you, brother? How is it? Bless you. True holiness. When we enter outside, nobody is seeing us. What's your value system? You are selling houses. The house, if you know, is 300 million. If you sell 10%, 30%, your commission. The man now says, I like the house. I also like the person selling it to me. Meet me in my hotel room. Then you went there. Then the person, and you're doing as though you don't know why you're there. And the man is going to touch you. Sorry, this is not what I'm here for. This is not what I'm here for. This is, what are you here for? What do you need to come to hotel room to sell house? If you fall there, you are weak. Your strength is small. And the truth is this, when you fall here, there is something you are always losing. Notice, before Joseph was invited to the palace, he was tempted by Potiphar's wife. If he failed that test, there would have been no palace for him to enter into. He would have stayed in Potiphar's life thinking that he's balling, not knowing that he was supposed to actually be Potiphar's boss. Most times, people don't understand that a temptation is an invitation to lose something greater. That's what a temptation is. It is an invitation to lose, to give something up. Temptations are negotiations. Temptation is the devil's negotiating tactic. He wants you to give something up. He has seen God's plan for you, and he wants you to give it up. He did the same thing with Jesus. In Matthew 4, took him there. He says, I'll give you this if you will do this. I'll give you this if you do it. And there were solid temptations. Jesus said, no. Why? He kept the glory that was ahead front and center. You know how the flesh does it? Maybe, you know, you're married. And this beautiful girl, you have this opportunity to sleep with this girl. In your flesh, you're like, take that time. Don't worry, just chop and claim out. Don't worry, nothing happened. You're about to lose something. You are about to lose something. You are not gaining. Fornication does not add to you. It takes from you. The pleasure. How long is the pleasure? Because see, Pastor, all these things you are saying is all this religious nonsense.
Religion.
Okay. How long? What are we taking? What exactly are we taking? Pleasure of how many minutes? Okay, you are world sex champion. Okay, 2 hours. We finish. Good. What exactly did you gain? Haven't you found out that after you got the pleasure, you forgot it, you now need another one? It never ends. It never ends. It's an endless pit. The water can never be. There is never enough. And that's why it's a trap. It's not worth it. Glory to God. Before you get married, control your sexual drive. If you cannot control, marry. And when you marry, make sure the person you marry, you and the person, you know, you satisfy each other. And talk about it properly. When you are dating, talk about sex. Now, don't talk about sex. You know, there are some very silly people. Very, very silly people. When you say talk about sex, we're talking about it, you know, biblically, you know, spiritually minded. From food people, from the talking about sex to this before, you know, they are now practicing. No. I've seen wonderful relationships that sex destroyed. Sex destroyed. Let me tell you a story. You want to hear a story? Okay. It was a story. Young man, young girl, liked each other, started dating. We're dating in accordance with the Lord. Know this thing. Well, one thing went to another. They started fooling around. From just kissing. Went to just touching. So it now went to it's just kissing and touching. All right? Before you know what's going on, they started having sex. All right? One time, that sex and the lady got pregnant. Then, that lady, by her own, said, no, she cannot, something, they had an abortion. After the abortion, all right, it changed the dynamics of the relationship. There is a way a man will look at a woman who has aborted this baby. There is a way a woman will look at a man who she aborted a baby for. It's not the same. After such decisions, you cannot make logical decisions anymore. Everything is sentimental and emotional. You cannot hear God's voice anymore. Because now you feel this person owes you something. And you owe this person something. All from disobedience. Hallelujah. Great relationship destroyed because of pleasure. What are you rushing? A lot. Stop rushing these things. You are in a relationship, slow things down. And I hear a lot of brothers, and I hear this complaint from sisters saying that a lot of Christian brothers are poor. They will say, no sex, no problem, we understand. Then, they all of a sudden, all right, you hear, yeah, the hand is moving, it's skirt. And the guy say, please now, you know, it's just, you know. Christian, you don't know what you are doing. You are destroying Christian culture. You are spoiling something that is good. That lady is not the solution to your aggro problem. You're supposed to be disciplined enough to control it. Listen, a lot of people don't understand that it is difficult to be, it is more difficult to be sexually pure after marriage than before marriage. Some people don't realize it. That marriage does not solve lust problem. The solution to lust is not marriage. Lust is a heart issue. Marriage doesn't solve it. You find some folks, they get married, and the man wants to have sex like 4-5 times a day. The woman obviously cannot. So what do? You say you want to have side chick. Okay, you went to go and get side chick. Now, side chick is giving you side problems. You now have another. Where does it stop? Hallelujah. The solution is discipline. Let me show you a scripture. 1 Thessalonians Glory to God. Someone lady saying, no, sister should go and learn family planning, that as she is, she has put level not just training inside her skin. Single lady. You know, I actually feel that some people don't have a bright future. Hold on. Yeah, I'll tell you why. They don't have a bright future, and they know that they don't have a bright future. Or they are just very stupid. There are things that, if you have a bright future, you should not say into the internet. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. How can, there's something, a single girl, you are single. You're not married yet, and you want to marry. There are things you don't say on the internet. You are going to have children. Your children are going to watch the internet. Oh, hallelujah. I was listening to Rihanna, the musician. She said that she's ashamed of some of her earlier videos. Now, when she became a mother, she now began to become ashamed of her very earlier video because she has boys. Look about bum bum bum. And your boy now is 10 years old. He's now watching. Mom, why are you 15 years old? Do you understand? And she's now mindful. Because when she was young, she didn't understand. Now she understands. See, I know you are young. Young people do stupid things. But at least a young person has a brain. Whatever is not in your brain, let the Bible help you. So that even though you don't understand why not, let the why not or do not in the scripture be your why not. Hallelujah. Amen. Brothers, the same thing. You cannot develop a reputation for being stupid. And you fossilize it on the internet. Just foolish behavior. You slept with Ijeoma, you slept with Togechi, you slept with Biola, you like that, you are just sleeping like that, like that, like that, like that, like that. Then now you want to settle down. You will find a funny lady who will marry you. You will. But you see, what will happen is your family, your name is tainted. Hallelujah. For example, if I was, you know, maybe in this church, I've been doing funny stuff with women here. What right do I have to? Some pastors can do it. I don't know how they do it, though. I don't know how they do it. How are you going to preach? What are you saying? Praise the Lord. What are you saying? How can a pastor sleeping with member? What exactly are you going to preach? You want to do deliverance one day, this demon will say, no, I will not go. you, I will not go. You slept with Temnade over there. You slept with Hallelujah. Look at this, First Thessalonians. When you marry, drink from your own sister and drink well. Glory to God. This life, some battles are not necessary. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't have to battle. Sexually transmitted infection. They said I have syphilis. They said I have gonorrhea. You don't need. Your life does not have to be that. You are not. Your life is. You are not an actor in K-drama. You understand? Your life doesn't have to be dramatic. I have kind of something. The doctor said. And you are going. No, it doesn't have to be dramatic. Praise God. Look at your neighbor and say, by the power of God's Spirit, live sexually pure. Yeah. Live sexually pure. Don't let your lust choose Jezebel as your wife. Don't let your lust choose Ahab as your husband. There are some folks that tell you, it's not my type. Let me tell you what their type is. Their type is a son of the devil. Their ex that traumatized them, that's their type. What they want is, they want to take, this. Ade is a son of the devil, but they broke up. Now they are looking for Edward. They are now trying to take a small some part of, you know, some devilish part of Ade. Then they will sprinkle you with this Edward. I want to know. No, listen. Get healed emotionally first. When you get healed emotionally, you see, there's a reason why when women are at the age of 40, the reasons they give for choosing a partner is not the same thing as they would have given when they were 25. It's not the same. They are now more mature. The woman is 25 or 20. She knows, she said, I can't date my schoolmates. I can't date my schoolmates. You understand? So she doesn't want to date someone that does not have money. Even if the guy is a good guy, she doesn't want to date other kind of guy. No. She wants someone that has money. Not all 25, some 25-year-old have sense. Praise God. All right. Now, I'm not saying that God's will for you is that it's your schoolmates. I'm just giving an example. But you now begin to check, is it this? Is it this? Is it this? When you are older. The same thing with older men. The younger men are chasing bum bum and breasts. That's the younger man. The older man knows he has seen shege because of bum bum and breasts. His BP is 170 over 100 because of bum bum and breasts. Brothers, let me tell you something. A woman with bum bum and breasts that is not loyal, you will die before her. Konshekwe, you are going to die. Diabetes, prostate cancer, all sorts of things. In fact, you have 4 children, they won't be your own. You understand? Yeah, because if she's not loyal. So stop using those things, metric alone to choose. Let God lead you. Be strong in a value system, a biblical Bible system, value system. You will find out that what you are attracted to, who you are attracted to, will change. Hallelujah. Me, I can't be attracted to some women. No. It can't work. It can't work. I will be very irritated. Maybe I want to date somebody. God forbid. The example self. Because I married a goddess. Praise God. But I'm just saying, my love, permit the example. But, yeah. Now, imagine, because even in my example, I can't be single. Are you following? Yeah. Now, just saying, then the person says, and to date me, my money, Abi, my, you must put me on allowance, $2 million. I can't date such a person, no matter how rich I am. The thinking is very smelly. It's a low level. Do you understand? Low level. I can't date such. I can't. That kind of person cannot be my. I can't be in the same room with them. Except for counseling with bodyguards. You understand? I can't. Because I can't. That kind of. Look, the kind of person I operate at an intellectual level, primarily. I like conversations that are spiritual, economic, financial, data driven. You understand? So that's why I love my wife. She reads. So when we discuss, we can discuss that. Well, we are talking of nonsense, you know, my nails, my hair. We just started talking my nails. What kind of girl are you? Are you people hungry in your family? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You are disgracing your family name. Do you understand how you are sounding? God brought somebody your way. The first thing you are talking about, what you want to eat. Don't you have food at home? If there's no food at home, it's a problem. It's not the guy's problem. Stop embarrassing your parents. No, listen, I'm serious here. You must be thinking legacy at 20. There are some chaps. Your name should not be there. There's a way you will carry yourself as a woman. Eh? You don't need to ask for money. You don't need to. No, I didn't say that when I was dating my wife, I didn't give her money. I said she never asked. I use money to beg her. Please. Don't worry. Just please. Please. Stop doing those things. Listen, drop those things in the world. Hallelujah. Drop it. High value. See, the man that is working for, that you're saying, I must just put me on my decision. That's the one. He wants to sleep with you. He's not looking for knowledge and understanding from you. It's not wisdom and knowledge. Mm-mm. You have said you want transactional relationship. All men are the same. What are you looking for? You are billing the man. He has understood that. Okay, no problem. It's money for sex. That's what you are doing. When you have that stance, you attract the wrong people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians, as we close. Has this been helpful? So there are some things we should not be hearing in church. Side cheek, main cheek, that's my main cheek, and you are saying it. That's my main cheek, that's my side cheek, that's my sariwagba. At the same time, you say, I'm born again. Let us pray. Rakata. Shut up! That is the devil that is talking to your mouth. Shut up. You need to repent first. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 4. For men, one of the things that makes you a man is self-control. Did you hear what I said? Self-control. You are not a man without self-control. Self-control. Let your value system needs to change. What makes you a man is not that you have money. Money is good. What makes you a man that have success? Success is good. But if you don't have self-control, like a man that rapes a woman. A man that rapes a woman is a weakling. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's a weakling. That's not a strong man. It's not a demonstration of strength. It's a demonstration of weakness. And you should go to jail. Glory to God. You should go to jail. You violated someone's human rights. Jail. Hallelujah. Measure yourself differently. If you are currently weak in this area, falling every day, imagine. Hallelujah. I must get stronger here. What can I do to get stronger here? Invest in your life every day to get stronger. If you are finding yourself lacking self-control, make sure you fix it. With the help of God, you can fix it. In battles, you cannot win if you don't have self-control. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You enter politics. You want to be governor. And someone to set trap for you. And they send one. They've studied you. And they put a person to set. Oh, let me tell you a story. There was a particular guy where I used to work one time. I think he made a mistake. He was very friendly with a girl. You understand? You know all this, you know, work and stuff like friendly guys. I think maybe sent some stuff there, some shot, whatever. And that lady now sent the message that he sent to the HR. And they got him sacked. He was sacked because of chat, conversations with somebody that's a co-worker. In politics, in corporate world, they can set you up. And if you have a weakness you have not sorted, you can't win some battles. They will just bring your fire. Even with many men of God, many of these are our security guys, security agencies, to ensure they cannot talk against government, they set traps for them. They set money traps, they set women traps, some is men trap, they will set. And if you have not conquered that area, you will fall. And you find that for a year, somebody has you, controls you. There are women that men are, there are some men that are currently putting them under intense emotional pressure because they have their nudes. They are nudes. There are women that are sleeping with men to say, don't release my nudes. Don't release my nudes. Pay men. Don't release my nudes. They have their nudes. How did they get it? Someone say discipline. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 4:2. It says, can we read 1-2 go, everybody? Loud. It says what? 3, 4. Louder. This is the will of God. Even your, that ye should abstain from, that every one of you should what? Come on. Every one of you should know what? And in honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. Know how to possess your body. As a brother, know what turn you on. Sister, know what turn you on. And know how to, you understand? Arrange yourself. Yeah. You, as a sister, you know that if somebody kisses your neck, you are finished. Don't let somebody, one brother, hug you and kiss your neck. I know. Everyone should know how. There are movies you should not watch. There are friends you should not keep. Some of you don't go to a gym. Gym in your house. iFitness is a no-no. One day I went to iFitness, Lekki. Hey, I told my wife, I want to join gym. Because I said I want to lose weight and stuff like that. I was at the reception. They were talking price. This is how much, you know, we pay and stuff like that. I had brought out everything, you know, and stuff like that. Because part of the perks of my job is I have gym covered for 1 year. So, while we're there, trying to close the deal, that's how some ladies were coming with, you know, these mats, yoga mats and stuff like that. And the dress they were wearing to this gym, I said, Father Lord, in the name of Jesus. The first one passed. Second, everything was outside. So I was like, is it gym these people came to do here? Because this thing does not look like gym. The thing was so terrible. And it was like they had a WhatsApp group. Or they were buying the same clothes from the same. It was, I was there, I said, I'm coming. I need to check. I didn't go back home. I came to tell my wife, I said, babe, we will jog around this estate. Asa, is we walk, walk. These ones, it's not gym they are coming to do. It's destiny they want to lose. Because in that gym stuff, gym instructor, I told my wife, we are not doing gym. Miss both of us today. You know, I don't trust my wife. It's just that we are doing it together. Amen. We are not doing gym. Praise the Lord. No. No. Amen. All bros gym, good. Good for me. Amen. Someone started an all-female gym. It closed down in 6 months. The women didn't sign up. The women I told you about. You know, and some guys did, you know, some guys want to go to those women's, to those gyms, so they too can display biceps. You will not wear shirt that pectoralis major is coming out. All that fleshy nonsense, no, I'm not doing. So I have a plan. I'm going to do a gym in my house. We'll put it everything. I'm not talking about all those local nonsense that they will put that you break your hand. No, proper. You know that local nonsense, they will put one pipe, they put one heavy thing. Tire of molue. They will put it. Put tire of molue. No, I'm not talking about that. Praise the Lord. All right, 7 ways to live a sexually pure life. Amen. Are you ready? Now listen, the words you've heard today should not condemn you, even if you are currently living in sexual sin. It should get you saying, I'm going to repent. I repent. Hallelujah. That's what should get you saying. I repent. That's the goal. take back sexual control. Take it back. Praise the Lord. Take it back. Take it back. How do you live a sexually pure life? Number one, feed on the scriptures every day. That's number one. You cannot win this fight on your own. You need the word of God. Feed on the word of God every day. You will not realize how useless you are in living the Christian life until you go without the influence of God's word. Feed on the word every day. Number two, have a daily prayer life. When you do these two things, 75% of the battle is won. All right? 75% is won with these two. Number three, avoid immoral content. Amen. What is the name of this guy that does this? This comedian. Eh? Stop watching macaroni content. Know your triggers. Just bypass it. Mute certain words on social media. Unfollow certain, you understand? In fact, there was a day I was trying to shop for my wife. So you know how these people that have this clothing, stuff like that. So some of these ladies, to sell clothes, they wear some funny stuff. So I went to look for something to shop. I clicked one. All of a sudden, Instagram began to suggest. I'm like, what happened? I just wanted to search for my wife, please. I had to intentionally began to watch videos to confuse the algorithm. So I started watching racing, watching politics, because I wanted to change what they were suggesting. You have to be intentional. Praise God. Because there's no man that can't follow you. Before you will be dragged into the pits. Hallelujah. Know what's immoral stuff? When they say, there's one thing coming out on Netflix, man, is this, the Bridgerton. Like that, I stopped. When I watched the first one and I saw, They've brought out, I'm not going to, there is nothing you do. I am not watching. The film I like watching, when they are, it's either documentary or they are killing themselves. Amen. Killing themselves. Praise God. Number four, if you are married, everybody say, if I am married, if. This is for the married. You and your spouse should satisfy yourself. Tell your wife, in fact, have code word for your wife so that she will know what you are saying. You can say, honey, I want to drink water. And you can do the, you can do your mouth like so, you get it. I want to drink water. So your child will not understand. You say, daddy, what do you mean by, why are you saying water like that? Don't worry. You just say it's water for you. You can't have code words. And you guys must intentionally know. Wife, save your husband's life. Don't be having headaches all the time. Sometimes, as many times as possible, drink water. Amen? Drink water, drop cup. Glory to God. For the marriage, you understand what I'm saying? Very important. Sometimes the spiritual warfare is lack of drinking water. The fight in the home. Everywhere is hot. It's lack of what? Drinking water. Everybody is thirsty. Married people. Glory to God. If you are single and you want to drink water, go and look for fire. Single person must learn. This is number six or five. Five. The single person, you must learn how to control your urges. For you, the urges have come like that, like that. So get your mind on something else. Play worship music. Listen to some good messages on hell. Hellfire is green. Hellfire is green. Something that will get your mind off. You see, let me tell you something. I want to just say this. Some people have used the grace message. Grace message. All your sins are forgiven as an excuse to indulge. I don't know if anybody understands what I'm saying. So what they do is that instead of fighting the urge, they will indulge. Maybe they will
sleep around or watch porn, go into masturbation and all that, then they were like, God will forgive me. So they will listen. Message they are supposed to listen to before, to stop them. They will listen after, to suit them. Amen? All those messages where you say, God is not angry, it won't help you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It will not help you. God is not angry. It won't help you. You need to listen to and say, God is angry with this. Even though you know that God has forgiven you. Listen to the word. God is angry. He doesn't like it. When I was younger and I had issues with it, I used to listen to flog me messages. Like Billy Akoni. When you listen to Billy Akoni on sexual sin, ha! You will be praying, Father. Ah! The man has the words. You are throwing your life away. You listen to it. Yes, I don't want to throw my life away. That's what you should listen to. Hallelujah. When you are not having urges, be listening to gospel of grace. Hallelujah. Listen to me. You need that pastor that is loud against sin. No? A pastor who is loud against sin is good for you. Don't let anyone deceive you. You need 10 words against evil. If not, you indulge in it. Then you excuse it. Praise God. Am I talking to somebody here? Number 6, if addicted to sex or porn, intentionally replace the habit with another higher rewarding habit. Reading, praying, executing projects. Porn addiction is just a chase for dopaminergic high. Your brain, because for porn addiction, it's a neurological thing. Your brain lacks dopamine. Then it says, we need to get dopamine. I think 2 years ago, I played some videos with you. All right? That loop. I need dopamine. So that's what it is. So replace it. Listen to worship music. Will not read. Learn a new skill. A new high rewarding skill. And for some, they actually would need deliverance because it's no longer normal. They need devils cast out of them. But in many cases, your boyfriend live a sexually pure life. And if you say, Pastor, I can't listen, I say, okay, when is the wedding? I'm not ready to marry. You are not ready to have sex. Zip up. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. The people that suffer the most from sexual immorality are women. It's them that get pregnant. They are the ones that do abortion. They are the ones that have issues with the womb. The consequence. So many times, it's women I want to protect. It's the women. They are the ones that drop out of school. They are the ones that need maternity leave. So if there's anybody we should protect, it's the woman. Praise God. You say, but Pastor, I'm taking contraceptive pill. Do you think it's 100% safe? Contraceptives has risk of endometrial cancer, ovarian cancer. It has risk. It has risk. The best way is holiness. Praise the Lord. Choose accountability. Be vulnerable with the right people. People that will not judge you, but will help you. Hallelujah. Look, there's nothing me I've not heard. I've heard father slept with daughter. I'm sleeping with dog. There's nothing. What have we not heard? So there's nothing you want to say that will say, in this church. Oh, there's nothing you want to say. There's nothing you want to say. I've heard the one that has several different kinds of sex toy, machine gun sex toy. This one. There's nothing we've not heard. There's nothing. Homosexuality. My pastor raped me. Boy, yo, pastor is chasing man. There's nothing we've not heard. So there's nothing you want to say that is going to be. But the truth is, rather than die in silence, you get help. Then if you can refer you to a therapist, we refer you. We have one in-house. So yeah, sit down. Let's talk. Because you see, if you are carrying wounds inside, you can't run fast. How many of you have ever tried to run 100 meters with wounds? They will gap you. Look, one day, when I was younger, because I like winning, I don't like losing. When I was younger, I felt I was a fast runner. Felt I could run fast. I believed in myself. So I used to run with my friends in our house in number 17, Titiloye Street, Isolo. And I used to gap them. And if they gap me, it was not close. So one day, I was in a house called Flying Horse in secondary school. So they were looking for people to represent the house in the junior category. So I signed up. I said, I can run. They said, can you run? I said, I can run. So it was time to run. We got into the... We've not called, entered Hito for the main school, just inside the house. So we say we are doing 100 meters. On your hand, I always know how to get up early. So as they say, bah, I'm up. So not, I never start late. So we started, bah, started running. I was first in front. And we're going. First person passed me, I say it's just one. Second person passed me, I say it's just two. Third person passed me, I say it's just three. Four, fifth, sixth. Do you know what I did? Rather than continue the race, I ran out. I said, it will not be on record that Adnolaleye came last. You know how you do it now? Let me tell you how you do it. In case it's your turn. When you're running, and you navigate the field, you're getting last. Not like this. Hey, my leg. Hi, I'm string. So the medical people will now come. You say, I don't know. It just ceased. Just... That's how to lose, honorably. You can't run with wound. Praise the Lord. Get help. Praise the Lord. There are women, you can't give yourself properly to your husband because there's something that happened you have not told him. Husband is at home. There was a guy who was married. So he had a side chick. He was on a video call with the side chick. So as I was calling the side chick, he now found out that there was another person inside the house with the side chick. Then he said, Who is that? The person said, what is that? Are you not with your wife? And he now began to shout. Wife now came, honey, what is it? What is the problem? The man said, hell! He couldn't free yourself. You need help. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There is no need being in a prison. You need an accountability partner to talk to so that you can be free. Now, the truth about it is that the best accountability partner if you're married is your wife. If you have said, tell your wife, she will do as though she wants to kill you. She may kill you and succeed, but she may do as though she wants to kill you. If you're a woman, because it's not only men that heir, women heir. Also, rather than keep those children that are not your husbands, at some point, it will come out. Let's leave that one alone. Praise God. Lastly, cut off from enabling friendships that encourage sexual immorality. Friends that are always talking about immorality in a joyful tone. Cut off from them. Hallelujah. Cut off from them. People that share porn videos with you. Cut off from them. Block them. Don't have relationships with them. Praise God. Someone comes and says, I got this iPhone 17 Pro Max. How? Now runs. Cut off from them because one day you will ask them to introduce you if you stay around. Don't stay near a gutter you don't want to fall inside. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Evil communication corrupts what? Good manners. Don't stay near a gutter you want to fall inside. Don't want to fall inside. Don't fall inside and say, hey, I fell in. No, you stay, you were there. If your friend is dressing seductively and she's your friend, one day they will convince you to dress that way. Don't move around what you don't want to look like. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. So if you're in a relationship and you are doing fornication, today you will repent. It's not tomorrow. You are repenting today. If you have side chick as a married man, you will call your side chick and say, it's over between us. She can go on Instagram and say, I'm going to call out this person. No. No problem. Let her do her worst. But make sure you tell your wife before you so that your wife knows, and let her shout on you. We call all of us to beg her. All right? We will come and say, Madam, you know this, this. If you say she doesn't want to do it again, it's your cup of tea. Praise the Lord. Yes, it's your cup of tea, but you are free. Hallelujah. You are free, yes. You are free. Don't allow sex ruin you. Rather, use sex the way God has ordained it. There are some things me I will say. We're going to, I don't know whether we're having this thing for, I don't know when we're having the this thing that we're announcing for the, I don't know whether we're doing that. But there are things I'll say to the married. I can't say it here because there are single people here. Praise God. Because we have to be careful. Amen. Even the Bible says Adam knew his wife. It didn't say Adam had 169 sex ties with Eve. No, it didn't say that. It said Adam knew. Very delicate language. So there are some things we will not, there are some things we will not say where single people are around. We will say it's the way. Praise God. Listen, this thing I'm telling you, it has repercussions that affect generations.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For more messages, kindly search for our Telegram channel using the link t.me/oikiacc. God has blessed you.